listening to WMIE. Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3. Is it true?
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good morning again to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE. Thank you for spending a half hour with us as we look to God's Word. Right now we are looking at God's inspiration in our life. The word inspiration means that it's God-breathed. It is God moving in our life by His Spirit. And you know, I was listening to a rebroadcast of one of my messages here not too long ago, and I said something in that program that I didn't remember saying. I was like, you know what, that's a good word. I pray that over the next 30 minutes, and if not today, that on a regular basis, you will find that some of the things that are shared are going to be inspirational in your life, not just to give you that's kind of an interesting thought moment, but actually to a transformational action that you set in place so that you can live your life to the glory of God throughout. Listen, we need more mature believers in Brevard County. Want people who read the Word, study the Word, love the Word, live the Word, teach the Word, so that people will see a connection between the message and the messenger that God has sent. So allow me to say thank you to the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. Jits Concrete has been in Brevard County helping structures have the proper foundation for decades and decades and decades. The Anderson family has been a part of Merritt Assembly of God longer than I've been a part of Merritt Assembly of God, and I was there when dirt was new. So it's just been a long, long time. They're one of just a couple of families that are still there. Listen, there weren't that many families there, but many of them have passed away. There's just a couple left that were at Merritt Assembly of God before we arrived. Jits Concrete is one of those, the Anderson family is one of those families. We have used them for concrete jobs at Merritt Assembly of God repeatedly. And I remember a project in just the past few years. The first time that, I mean, I'd seen them work before and it was really good, but there was another project we did and I wasn't there. And so this was going to be the first project that was done when I wasn't there to answer any questions that they might have or anything like that. And I came back and I said, wow, that looks really good. You know, they didn't have to be micromanaged. They put their expertise, their experience, and their work ethic to use. And every time it has come out, absolutely wonderful. And we've utilized them not only at the church, but I know them personally and have them come to fix some things at my house as well, concrete wise, that I need their skill set for. So I pray that you will Also, reach out to them if you have any concrete needs. 321-536-5804. That gets you Greg's phone number. Greg just had a birthday here in the past few days. And so I want to wish him a belated happy birthday. And if you call them, tell them that you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program. That would be greatly appreciated. So today we are going to be talking about another aspect of what happens when God breathes or moves in an inspiring manner. And today we're going to go to Psalm 18. Psalm 18. And this is I want to read the heading to you. The heading is not an inspired portion of Scripture. This is a description that is noted before the psalm actually begins to tell you the background of this particular psalm. This is a psalm of David. It was written to the chief musician, and it says, "A psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul." Saul was trying to kill him. David still didn't view him as an enemy. Saul was David's father-in-law. And it says, and he said, so I'm going to read the first 15 verses. And it says, "I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The pangs of death surrounded me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and he cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of the hills also quaked and were shaken, because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down. With darkness under his feet, he rode upon a cherub and flew. He flew upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His canopy around him was dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. From the brightness before him, his thick clouds passed with hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. Hailstones and coals of fire. He sent out arrows and scattered the foe, lightnings in abundance, and he vanquished them. Then the channels of the sea were seen. The foundations of the world were uncovered at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils." So here David's got enemies that are pursuing him, trying to end his life. And because of the anointing and the favor of God upon his life, his own father-in-law, Saul, who had hardened his heart, who had not obeyed the Lord wholeheartedly, and resentment, jealousy, bitterness have set in. And now David not only has his enemies trying to kill him, he's also got his own father-in-law trying to kill him. Many times we look at it and we think, oh, well, it's Saul the king, and he's just wanting to set aside God's plan for succession, and, you know, he's looking to keep control. This was family matters. You know, family matters can sometimes be somewhat contentious. And that happens whenever one person in the family hardens their heart. David had actually been brought in to Saul's presence to be a worshiper that would drive out the demonic spirits. You see, they can't tolerate an atmosphere of praise and worship of the Lord God Almighty. The praise starts to happen, and they start to leave because they know that God's getting ready to show up as being enthroned on the praises of his people. So that's the situation. And he starts off in this Psalm 18, but by describing the love that he has for God, how he's going to love him with all of his strength, that God is his rock, his fortress, his deliverer, his strength, his God. He is trustworthy. He's his shield. He's the horn of his salvation. God is his stronghold. Not all strongholds are bad. When God is your stronghold, that is a good thing. He says, I'll call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. So he's set his action plan in place. Now he describes his current situation. In verse number 4, the pangs of death surrounded me. Ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and he cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. So he's not denying the reality that he is being pursued. He is being sought out to have his life eliminated. He's describing that in that that position of being the prey, that he begins to cry out to God. You've got to understand, like we talked about on yesterday's program, where God looks from divine perspective and he fashions people's hearts together, and he considers their works, or he considers the ultimate outcome of what their life is going to look like. God, when Saul had hardened his heart, God began to look for a man, and he found a young man by the name of David who loved God with all of his heart. He had a heart after God. And David is crying out now and said, God, I love you. I'm walking in obedience to you. I'm serving you to the best of my ability, and I've got all these enemies, both external and familial, and I'm turning to you and I'm crying out. And verse 7 begins to describe what happens when the prayer of David in desperation and in faith reaches the throne room of heaven. The earth shook and trembled. The foundations of the hills also quaked and were shaken. In other words, there was an earthquake that took place because God wasn't happy. It says he was angry. He describes that it's like smoke emerging from God's nostrils, and a devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. In other words, what God is speaking shows an intensity, shows a fervency. This is a serious, serious matter from God. It says, he bowed the heavens also and came down with darkness under his feet. He rode upon a cherub and flew. He flew upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His canopy around him was dark waters and thick clouds of the skies from the brightness before him. His thick clouds passed with hailstones and coals of fire. God says, I'm coming now. I'm not coming in secret. I'm coming in a very public display. I'm coming personally. This is not going to be an angelic assignment. This is something that requires my personal attention. So today, if you are a born-again believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, please bless yourself with the awareness that God is a very passionate, hands-on God when it concerns you. You know, people talk about guardian angels and things like that. There are places for those in the scriptures that are talked about. But God wants to be personally involved in our lives. Think about that. The God who flung stars and galaxies and planets and comets and meteorites and all of these different cosmic entities that are out there. He flung all of those that there are so many. The vastness of creation is of such a nature that the only measurement that scientists can come up with to measure the scope of that is the term light years. And the God who did all of that with just a word and just a breath from his mouth, he's personally involved in your life. You know, that would be like, just from a perspective, okay? That would be like me if I was on that grand of scale, that I would be concerned about a particular grain of sand in the on the beaches of New Zealand. One grain. I might even have to go lower than a grain of sand. But see, God created you to bear his image. He created you to have a relationship with you, and he wants to be a hands-on God. So I was thinking about this the other day, about that there are people that if a loved one communicates something with them, say it's a spouse, if you communicate, no, this wasn't a personal experience that we were having, this was just one of those thoughts that came into my mind. If a spouse was communicating with another, you know, with their spouse, that spouse may not receive what they are saying because of the proximity of the relationship, but a complete and total stranger could come alongside and say the same thing, and they would suddenly receive it, because a lot of times we get so accustomed to one another's voice that we automatically fill in the blanks before we've actually heard what was said. So this was a conversation that took place at our home, and we were having a theological discussion, and we were talking about the end times, and my wife made this comment. She said, if God says that the end times are going to be like it was in the days of Noah, how bad must the days of Noah have been? Those are the words that she said. When I heard it, I heard the days of Lot. And so I started processing it, thinking that, but it wasn't a problem with her communication. It was a problem with my thought process. I didn't even hear her wrong. I just processed it wrong. And it was like, it was really bad. It was really bad. So when God shows up on the scene, please understand that he is the one that is watching out for you. You don't have to worry about revenge. You don't even have to worry about the enemies that are trying to undermine God's plan. No weapon formed against you will prosper. By the way, that word from yesterday's program, talking about how he fashions us individually into a community, or he fashions us together, that's the same word there. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. So it says here in verse 13, the Lord thundered from heaven. So all of a sudden now God is on the scene and he's starting to speak to the problems. The Lord thundered from heaven and the Most High uttered his voice. Hailstones and coals of fire, he sent out his arrows and scattered the foe, lightnings in abundance, and he vanquished them. When God starts speaking, victories start happening. When I see the word hailstones, I think of the day that Joshua had asked the Lord for the sun to stand still because they didn't just want victory, they wanted complete and total victory. And it said that there was a hailstorm that day that more people of the enemy died from the hailstones than what the children of Israel did. God has a way of taking care of your enemies in ways that you may not be aware of. So don't restrict your prayers and say, God, this is the only way that you can do this. I think that God, in his sense of humor, whenever we say something like that, he says, oh, you think so? Well, watch this. So let's look at verse number 15, because this is where we're really wanting to show you what happens when God breathes. Then the channels of the sea were seen, the foundations of the world were uncovered at your rebuke, O Lord, and the blast of the breath of your nostrils. So when God breathes, things that have been concealed all of a sudden are revealed. When God breathes, things that have been concealed are all of a sudden brought into visibility. They're revealed. And all of a sudden you begin to see them, even though you hadn't been able to see them before. I remember having a conversation with a person one time, and they had been raised in church. They had got away from their relationship with God, and they had come back to Jesus and had started walking with him again. But they continued to have some issues in their life, and they made this statement or something close to this, that they wanted to examine their own foundations to find out where the crack was that was causing the problems in their life. So I keep a pretty close watch on my weight. And the scale still reads higher than I would like it to read. I celebrate whenever it gets close to a breakthrough number. I'm not in horrible shape. I'm not out of shape in that I can't run, can't walk, can't lift, or anything like that. I just would be in better shape if I lost some weight. And I'm not alone in my genetic family and having that as an issue. So my siblings and I, we were having a conversation about this at one point in time. And one of my family members said, well, my problem is I am an emotional eater. And so if there is something challenging that arises in their life, then they're the way that they would deal with that, you know, not only with the Lord and with prayer, they're all believers, but they would also eat, you know, and so the term comfort food, which, you know, is really, really good food, I must say. That was what they would do. They would turn to food and they would eat. They wouldn't be hungry. They were just eat because they were emotional. Well, that's not my problem. I don't eat because I'm emotional. Mine is, I can eat if I get bored. I'm a boredom eater. If I'm not doing something, then if there's food, and so we don't keep a lot of junk food in our house, because I can't afford to go buy all new clothes. So we deal with the foundational issue of my life is by saying, okay, this is the type of food that I will eat if I'm in a boredom situation. So you need God to breathe into your life, and I need God to breathe into my life so that things are revealed that are kept in secret, so that any foundational flaw that we may have in our life, it can be dealt with. If there is a flaw in your foundation, it will manifest, maybe not when there's nothing built upon that foundation, but when you begin to construct upon that foundation. If the foundation is cracked, it will not be able to support the structure that you build upon it. And so we need to hear the word of God, need to obey the word of God, need to love and live the word of God, because that gives us the solid foundation that we need in our life. So, I remember watching a documentary. It was on a Christian television program one time, and it was talking about a Jewish military excursion that was taking place. And I don't remember what decade it was, but they found themselves on the wrong side of a minefield. They needed to get back to their base before daylight came. And because of some delays or something, the only way to get back where they needed to get back to was across this minefield. Landmines are extremely, extremely dangerous. And they weren't going to make it. And you didn't want to cross a minefield without knowing where the mines are. That's just bad news waiting to happen. And so they prayed. And all of a sudden, a very intense wind came up. And it started blowing and blowing and blowing, and they took cover and closed their eyes and all that. But when they opened up, the sand that had covered all of the landmines had been blown away, and they could see where all of the landmines were. So I pray that God moves by His Spirit in your life so that you see every trap that the enemy has planted. And if you've got any flaws in your spiritual foundation, God can deal with those too. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Right. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.